With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
West Ham wake up and Yarmolenko announces his arrival. The wee man runs riot against Leicester and Hazard makes the Salah faithful pay. Hello and welcome to Game Week 5 of Fantasy Football Noise. Yes, indeed, that was Game Week 5. And with me, as always, is Steve Baker.
Hey, John.
Just that, okay. And Wayne Mitchell.
It's a very light greeting, Baco. Hello, Jay. Hello, Baco. Hello, listeners. Hello, FPL fans. Wonderful to be back. Is that more like it, Jay?
Bit more like it. It's the sort of thing I've come to expect now, yeah. Two words, yeah. You know, it's
Baco
fine.
Baco sounds
it's
like
fine.
A rank amateur.
Is that amateurish?
It was just brief. I think it highlights the fact that we're doing a late show and you want to crack on.
I tell you how this is going to go, right? You both know that I'm absolutely shattered and you're going to string this out for as long as possible. You pair of pricks, aren't you?
If your intro then or your greeting to Jay Baco was foreplay, it would be described as perfunctory.
Oh dear. Anyway,
you want to know why I'm so tired?
Why?
Go on.
I drove from Scotland to Dorset, moved my brother and his wife from their rented flat into their first house together, and then drove back to Scotland.
What? Pickfords don't operate in the pool area, no?
You drove voluntarily from Scotland to the south coast of England.
Uh-huh. And I drove past your road three times without popping in.
What an arsehole.
What?
I thought, I can't be asked. I'll be there for hours.
Why?
Oh, he does bore on. I've got that sort of time. What a prick. Not even stop for a cup of tea.
Baco, no, seriously, why did you drive all the way from Scotland to help move your brother? Where was your brother moving from and to, and why did it need your involvement?
Christchurch to Poole. It didn't need my involvement, but my involvement was offered. And I had to bring some furniture down from Scotland for him, to be fair.
Do you own a 7.5-ton Luton van?
I don't.
I'm just wondering how much you've actually saved him.
What kind of furniture was it?
I don't think I've saved him that much. It's just nice to be there, you know, help my brother out.
That most special of days, removal day.
Moving house is a tedious, tedious time. Why was it nice to be there?
It was just being helpful. I mean, fuck's sake. You're actually all having a go at me for doing something nice.
It just seems bizarre.
There's nice and there's illogical.
Yeah.
And this is illogical.
Oh, dear.
You've probably wasted like 300 quid's worth of fuel driving from Scotland to Poole. And you could have just given that 300 quid to Chubb to hire a man in a van to move him from Christchurch to Poole.
And he could have gone to the pub with 200 quid's worth of change out of that 300 quid.
Yeah.
Do you know what? Do you know, when I make gestures or decisions in the future, I think I'm going to run them past you two. In fact, I don't know how the fuck I've survived for all these years without your two advice.
And to be honest, Baco, amazing. The less said about your carbon emissions on that journey, the better.
Absolutely.
As you know, Fantasy Football Noise is a green and sustainable show. and that's not compatible with our brand values.
We're incredibly eco-friendly here.
So you got back at 1:30 this morning.
Mm-hmm.
So not only did you drive from Troon to Poole, you also took a day's holiday.
On Monday, yes.
For your return journey. Wow. What a commitment.
I was in work today.
Really extraordinary. I find it absolutely extraordinary.
Mm. Likewise, Jay. Perhaps we'll never understand.
I think it's a distinct possibility.
Would you do it for your brother?
Why would he not help him out?
Because I live in Scotland. He wouldn't dream of it being a possibility.
I liked a surprise.
Was it a surprise?
Well, I told him beforehand, but I should imagine at that moment he was surprised.
Did he at any point try and put you off?
No.
Was there, I'm just intrigued, was there any kind of ulterior motive? Were you kind of in some way escaping something else that you might have had to do had you stayed at home with the family in Scotland? You're quite happy to have 9 hours in the car listening to sport, podcasts,
it's
whatever.
It's not bad. Yeah, you get the choice of your radio. You don't get people asking you questions all the time. There's no dog to walk.
Did you smoke the entire way?
Well, I mean, for legal reasons, my rental agreement didn't permit that in the cab of my white van.
So, yes.
There's some element of you quite like the idea of 2 days of solitude and peace.
There may have been a bit of that in it.
Okay. I'm starting to understand.
It's the kind of story, you're the kind of man who's going to go missing one day, Baker, and they're going to find you just sat on a single chair in a big yellow storage unit, just sitting there staring into space with a copy of the Telegraph and a pack of 40 fags.
A cloud of smoke.
Yeah, just sitting there on your own.
I'll take a footrest.
Enjoying the silence.
I bet you will.
Well worth the £40 a week rental.
Come on, let's move on. Right, well, how was game week 5, gents? One of us has had a stormer.
Game week 5 was excellent.
How was yours, Mitch?
Game week 5 was average. Well, I say average, slightly below average, I should say.
Oh, really?
Come on, kick us off,
I had 43
off,
points.
43, okay.
Oh, no.
Bearing in mind, this was a week where I was away camping, and on Saturday morning, as I sat there in the sunshine on the campsite, thinking, right, I'm going to do my side, near St Neot's, found that there was zero signal, and so ended up at whatever time it was, 10:30, throwing my phone into the car and leaving it there for the rest of the weekend because I couldn't get westward out of my side.
You know, sometimes we get to New Year's Eve, or Hogmanay, as they call it here in Scotland. We get to New Year's Eve and we reflect sometimes, don't we, on the year that's passed. When you're in that moment, Mitch, do you think, I haven't had more than 15 fucking holidays this year. It's been a failure. I mean, do you ever spend any time in your actual fucking house?
Evenings?
Your actual fucking house.
Well, what's life for, Baker? Get out there in the world. I mean, I was criticising you early, but maybe actually getting out there in the world and driving from Troon to Poole was a good thing to do. I went to St Neot's, you went to Poole. These are all positive activities.
That's the equivalent of Baker getting a life.
It's the most fun I've had it for ages. I love driving white vans. Honestly, I do.
Oh.
So anyway, no, I did nothing with my 2 free transfers. I sat there, watched.
You missed 2 free transfers.
You had 2 free. I was about to say, well, at least on the positive side, you've got 2 frees next week. But you've wasted.
No, I already had them.
You've thrown away a free.
Already
transfer.
Already had them in preparation for this game week.
Unbelievable.
Why did you leave it till Saturday morning when you're going to be in a field?
Because, I tell you why I left it, because we have always agreed, haven't we, that you leave it until the last minute to make sure that you know who is injured or picked up a training injury and who is dropped from the side.
I think Friday is safe, especially if I'm going camping to a remote rural location. I think Friday is late enough.
Mm. While I was camping, an incident happened that almost entirely replicates a story that you told in season 1, Jay.
Oh, really?
Yeah, picture this.
Go on then.
Sunday morning, get up in our tent and getting my son, who is five, dressed and saying to him, son, just, yeah, calm down. No, stop jumping around. Stop jumping around. Stop jumping around. Stop jumping around. Knocks over an entire bucket of the night's child piss.
Nice.
All over the floor of the tent, all over our clothes.
Superb. So what you've concluded is that your child doesn't listen to or respect you?
Doesn't realise when there's a bucket of piss that doesn't need to be knocked over right behind him.
And also night piss is very smelly. It's the other lesson.
Yeah, and I must admit, I'd had a cheeky little night piss in there as well. So it was a little bit more pungent than usual.
I bet you were.
Was it bitter fueled or cider fueled? A
couple of beers in there, yeah.
What was it fueled by? It was fueled by, I think on that night it was Guinness and local ale.
Why was it anywhere near his kickable sort of area, his range?
Well, because it had been failed to be moved out of the way because we literally had only just got up out of our sleeping compartment.
Gotcha. Will your next camping-based purchase be a Portaloo?
No, my next camping-based activity will be to ensure it's always moved to a corner or thrown away as soon as possible.
Mm. Sounds like you're going to get burned again, but okay.
Jay, how did you get on?
Mediocre. 56 points. Mm. Which is okay. It's above average. But I'm ruining giving Salah another chance. And having just watched him limp through the Champions League match, I'm sort of giving him one more go. I was going to give him the Southampton game, but he really looks short of confidence.
What's happened to him?
I don't know. He literally...
It was the poor World Cup or the Champions League final.
He hasn't been the same since that challenge from fucking Ramos. I basically blame Ramos. He hasn't been the same. And who knows? I don't know, but Hazard was... I was so close with it. I toyed with it. I thought, no. He's got the quality. He'll come good. If I switch, I know he'll burn me.
Most Salah's like... Chesney Hawks, a one-season wonder or a one-hit wonder.
Let's hope not. Yeah. Let's hope not.
That could be it.
His underlying stats are still good. He's still getting into the right positions. He put the ball in the back of the net tonight. It was a tap-in, and it was disallowed. But, you know, it shouldn't have been.
How many points would you get for that in FPL? A disallowed goal?
Naught.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Naught. Yeah, I thought so.
But the point being... It shouldn't have been disallowed, and, you know, that would have masked an otherwise poor performance. But yes, anyway, so I had Josh King, who got me 11 points, Danny Ings, 7, Adam Smith scored for me, and I got Aguero's couple of assists. So it wasn't a bad all-round week, but I slipped slightly to 461k now, so not going in the right direction.
But sadly, you were both Hazardless.
Mm.
Hazard was the difference. And top scorer in the game now. And looking on fire. And yeah, there were many of us who captained him as well.
Many of us. When did you bring him in, Baker? For this weekend or the one before?
No, I brought him in. He's been in for 2 weeks now.
Yeah. So you're Salah-less, are you?
No, I've got Salah as well.
You have? Okay.
Yeah, I'm keeping Salah. It's all going to be fine. So 79 points for me, but
lovely, mate.
A little bit of bench agony. I've got Fraser and Wan-Bissaka on my bench, and I'm okay with the decision to put them both on there, but maybe annoyingly I could have had Fraser as my first sub because I did, because I had Loughton, and Loughton was subbed in for my auto first sub Mkhitaryan. So. Yeah, without further ado, I've transferred out Mkhitaryan and brought in Richarlison back in.
I'm really surprised that you thought Mkhitaryan, Kante, Loughton were all better choices in your starting lineup than Fraser.
Yeah, I know.
Ah, to be fair to you, there was a question mark over his injury status, wasn't there?
Yeah, he was injured. Did that play a part? I also thought Zaha wasn't going to start. But I wasn't going to mess about, so I kept him on there with the full expectation that both my reserves would come off the bench.
Mm.
Ah, so there we are. There
still,
we
mate,
are.
It's a good week.
Do you want the mini league update, boys? Let's see how everyone else got on.
Let's do it.
So this week's mini league update is brought to you, of course, by switchingenergy.co.uk, the UK's sickest energy switching website.
Teenage language, like it.
Did he just say
You've
that?
You've got to have a broad church here of target audience.
Sickest. Aiming sick, for the man. Urban stroke grime scene listeners.
If you
know what?
Knew.
And I think the urban stroke grime listeners would have heard me say sickest and thought, that is a real wanker saying that.
Yes. Especially if they knew what you looked like.
Roger Melly from Viz.
Oh, dear. Right, we've got three players who topped the 100 mark this week. Very high quality effort with everyone in the top 10 picking Hazard. Unlike you two pricks. Top scorer with 108 was Simon Kemp with his excellently named Farcelona.
Nice.
So that means our leaders are in fifth on 377, we've got Steve King. Fourth is Cedric Van Rentegem on 380. Ashley Mountjoy, hopefully one of Doug Mountjoy's grandchildren, is third on 387. James Mackay keeps up his excellent work in second with a 95-point haul, taking him to 389.
Was he a snooker player, Baco?
Yeah, Doug Mountjoy, yes. Snooker player, absolutely.
Oh, yes, yeah, okay, yeah, good.
Looked like a vampire.
No, you're thinking of Ray Reardon.
Along with Ray Reardon.
That's Ray Reardon Bakes, yeah. Doug Mountjoy was a big fat man.
Was he?
You're that thinking Bill of Werbenick. Bill
Werbenick. Maybe I am. Doug Mountjoy's pretty chubby, wasn't he?
We'll have to Google him in a minute.
This is wonderfully topical stuff.
Anyway, let's move away from snooker if we can.
Snooker players from the 1980s. Wonderful stuff. This is fucking gold. If this is not going to win us a Best British Podcast Award 2018-19, I don't know what will.
Anyway, James Mackay is on 389, meaning our leader on 392 is Tom Richmond. How about that? Congrats,
brother.
Tom.
Well done, Tom.
September Manager of the Month, we are halfway through. Charlie Bryan is leading. Good stuff, Charlie. Two more game weeks. We'll announce that after, what, game week seven? Game week seven. And team name of the week is from Jupp Jutsen. I'm guessing he's Dutch. With finger in the dice. Very nice. Dutch.
Yeah, I like it. Very good. Very clever. Hey, should I tell you something that I've done this week?
What have you done, mate?
I've rage wildcarded.
Did you?
I got angry.
Yeah. Got back on Sunday night. Fucking signal near St. Neot, so I rage wildcarded.
Wasted two further free transfers.
I just wanted to do it. It was time.
What have you done?
I've ditched Salah for a start.
Yeah, I'm getting close.
Shall I talk you through? I'll talk you through what I've got in my side now.
Before you go on.
Go on.
In order to make yourself some money and make the best out of I've wasted a free transfer 2 weeks in a row. You could at least make some price rises, right?
So yeah.
All the time that your wildcard is active, you are going to get the benefit of price rises. So get yourself on a competitive price rise prediction website. Buy the players that are going to get price rises and then sell them for your actual team on Saturday morning.
Providing you're not on a campsite. Come on then, who's in your new lineup?
Starting from the back, Edison in goal. Reserve keeper Patricio, can't even say that, Patricio. Defenders, Wan-Bissaka, Robertson, Trippier, Alonso and Tompkins. In the midfield, Madison, Mane, Fraser, Hazard and Seri. Up front, Aguero, Mitrovic and Ings.
Cool. Sounds decent. Yeah.
Work in progress.
No, I like the sound of all that. Sounds pretty good. Quite templatey, but pretty good.
Stairsy J did make the point that he thinks that Hazard and Fraser, their points have come and gone. So, might want to think about that. But
I would I would argue with him on the Hazard one, but who knows with Fraser? Whether he can
well,
keep
yeah, up. I think Hazard would be. Okay.
Hazard might be here to stay, mate.
Have you been listening to me? Schürrle is a better player than Seri.
Okay.
And we'll get you more points.
Will he?
You also backed Guendouzi, who was subbed at half time, but never mind.
I haven't picked him though.
Well, you were definitely backing him.
Yeah, he's a good player.
Raving about him.
Aguero's telling me he's got a little knock. Is he going to play at the weekend?
I think it was an ankle injury, I heard. 75% chance.
Depends on the Champions League, doesn't it? Let's see what he does midweek, but he is such a flat track bully. You've got to fancy him being picked for an away trip to Legoland, haven't you?
I'd be surprised if he plays tomorrow.
Why'd you call it Legoland?
Because it looks like it's built out of Lego. It's fucking shit.
Oh, is it? I've never seen it.
Yeah, it's rubbish.
What's it called?
I don't know. I don't even know. Cardiff City Stadium? I don't know what it's called.
I think literally no one cares, so anyway.
Visit Malaysia Stadium. Dye your moustache and hair and wear your trousers up to your chest stadium.
Imagine if it was. Imagine if a sponsor bought it and actually renamed it.
Where would you rather go? Because Arsenal is sponsored by Visit Rwanda, isn't it? Would you rather visit Rwanda or Malaysia?
I think I'd rather go to Malaysia, to be honest.
Yes. Yeah. Infinitely. What about those cherries, though, boys?
I know.
They tore Leicester a new one, didn't they?
What about them?
They really did.
They're superb. I'll
tell you what, at 4-0, you would have been delighted if you got Begovic in nets, wouldn't you?
Yeah. Or Adam Smith, indeed.
Or Adam Smith, indeed. But the wee man is on fire. Those runs he's making from midfield, superb.
Absolutely on fire, yeah. Yeah, he's bossing it and everything's going through him. He's just absolute terrier. I love it. Love watching him at the moment.
I brought him in by chance when Richarlison got red carded.
Yeah.
Because I knew I'd have three weeks. I brought him in. I've only played him once, but I'm actually thinking he might be a template player now. Bournemouth fixtures. We got Burnley, Palace, Watford, Southampton, Fulham.
Yeah. Yeah, it's decent. And do you remember that I wanted to make that double switch for him and Alonso and I was 0.1 short?
Oh, yeah.
I prioritised Alonso, which has worked out quite well, but I would love to have had him in. But I could well be wildcarding this week, so I think he's next on my list. Mkhitaryan's going, so I can easily afford him if I go that way.
Wildcarding, you've got to look at... Who should we look at? Spurs?
What for?
Bournemouth. So Spurs have got who are they? They're down at Brighton this weekend. Then they've got Huddersfield, Cardiff, West Ham. That's a lovely run of fixtures for the Spurs. My team of the weekend, apart from AFCB, who were fantastic, but Wolves were wonderful. Did you watch any of it?
I saw Match of the Day too. I think wonderful's a possibly stretching it a bit, don't you? They
were really good.
Who stood out for you, Baco?
The two fullbacks, Johnny and Doherty. They are a couple of crackerjacks, absolute crackerjacks. They have got, well, Johnny particularly has got a wonderful engine. One minute he's on the edge of the box, and before you can blink an eye, he's back in position.
They were up and down.
Johnny, what's his actual name?
Johnny.
Just Johnny. Is he a Brazilian just called Johnny?
I've got a feeling he is Spanish.
Right.
I think they bought him from... I think he's on loan from Atletico. Something tells me that Atletico bought him from Celta Vega and then loaned him straight to Wolves. Something like that.
Right.
Anyway, but those boys... Doherty's got much better assist potential, I would suggest, because his ball's from the right. He's used more of an outlet.
He did well for his assist. I thought it looked like a lost cause and he just stretched and managed to get a toe to it, didn't he?
Yeah, but before that he was putting the balls in. Burnley were not at the races in the first half. They couldn't get a kick of it.
They look dead and buried, don't they? They're looking favourites to go down, surely now.
I think so. And if Wolves had had someone other than Jimenez up front, they would have got five or six by half time.
Yeah, he did miss a few that I saw.
There we go. Those two Wolves fullbacks. Keep your eyes peeled. After they're at Old Trafford this weekend, they've got Southampton, Palace, Watford, Brighton. And I think, I'll say it now, I think Wolves will finish top 10. They were that good.
Nice.
I tell you what, that fella that was so hotly tipped, Jota, he's done fuck all, has he?
Yeah, he's
got forward a
he's
bit.
Certainly part of the team.
Yeah, he's in there, but he's not the main man as you would have led us believe pre-season. No.
I was led to believe by all of Wolves fans that I interacted with.
Mm.
He's not dissimilar to Seri.
Oh, so he's excellent then.
Definitely bring him in wildcard week.
Yeah. And what a difference Zaha and Tompkins make for Palace. Without those two, their toilet. Both come straight back in. Victory.
It does make a difference, doesn't it?
Doesn't it?
I tell you what, Huddersfield are gubbed.
They're what, sorry?
They're gubbed.
What is
sorry,
gubbed?
That's a Scottish gubbed. Word.
It's a word Scottish I've never heard of.
Fucked.
Right, okay. Come on, you're with friends now, mate. Just say fucked.
Sorry, I forget where I am sometimes. Yeah. I'm quite tired. Did I mention that?
You did.
No.
I think we're all feeling it a little bit. So you're thinking Huddersfield joining Burnley at the moment?
I think plus. Huddersfield are down. Burnley will stay up. Huddersfield have gone. That's it. They need to do something substantially different. And I don't think they've got anything in their locker.
Mm.
I would be surprised if Wagner lasts until...
the new year?
Game week 8.
Mm. As soon as that. And I thought West Ham looked a lot better.
Oh, thank God for that. I actually felt relieved for West Ham.
I think they're going to surge up the table. They looked really good. I thought Yarmolenko looked excellent, linking up with Arnautovic and Felipe Anderson starting to find his feet. I think they'll be all right. Noble was back.
Yeah, those three fixtures against Chelsea, Man United and Tottenham coming up look fine.
To be fair, I hadn't looked at the fixtures.
I tell you what, they would have been, honestly, I was relieved for them because they would have been gubbed because they've got those three fixtures coming up, and if they hadn't have at least, no, they would have had to have won against Everton to make it okay, because they've played well a couple of times. They've played well at Arsenal and not got anything. But I'm starting to rethink their performance against Wolves, because Wolves are brilliant.
Mm.
They're really, really good, I promise you.
Mm. I can't see them getting anything off Chelsea, but I could see them giving Man United a good game at home. So we'll see. But yeah, I thought they'd be a handful for anyone if they play like that again.
Yeah, I didn't watch football or look at the fixtures or results this evening, but I did just catch a few moments of the commentary on Liverpool PSG, and something absolutely baffled and amazed me. I read the words that Choupo-Moting had been subbed, and I thought that simply can't be true. But it's the same Choupo-Moting that played for fucking Stoke and was released on a free transfer.
Yeah, they said in commentary that it raised a few eyebrows when, having been relegated with Stoke, he was signed for PSG.
Yeah, it's not exactly an ambitious transfer, is it? Fucking hell.
Yeah. Yeah, quite remarkable. Yeah, he was brought on.
But then I suppose when you're under investigation in the financial fair play, you've got to pick up a few frees here and there, haven't you, I guess?
Absolutely.
Maybe that's it. Right, gents, well, listen, in the interest of trying to make a short show, shall we... get some trivia on, and
I'll get my pen.
After the break, we'll look ahead to next week.
Let me run with the trivia. So this weekend, Eden Hazard scored a hat-trick.
Yes, he did.
So the trivia question this week is, who are the top-scoring Belgians in the history of the Premier League? So there's a few that are quite easy, so I think we're going to go for the top... eight.
Oof. You want eight? Okay.
One of whom is Eden Hazard. With anyone want a quick guess off the cuff? How many goals has Eden Hazard got?
59.
John?
58.
No, 74, would you believe?
Yes. Is it?
Yeah, there you go. So, who are the other seven in the top eight? The Belgian top scorers in the history of the Premier League.
Okay, nice one. And we'll see you after the break.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Okay, welcome back to part two of Fantasy Football Noise. We're going to look ahead to game week 6. Any juicy fixtures, boys, that are whetting our appetites? Any chance for big fantasy hauls?
Very much so. You've got Man City down at Cardiff, as I mentioned before. Who are we going to pick out of Man City?
It's tough, isn't it?
Starting to get on my tits with Sané coming back in on the weekend.
Yeah, and he brought Otamendi back in as well. So I don't know if that was a direct replacement for Mendy being injured. But yeah, he was.
I'm hoping Aguero's going to be fit. I want him to be my captain.
By the way, boys, I did say at the start of the season, when everyone's jumping on the Mendy bandwagon, the ever-present defender this season is going to be Laporte.
You did.
And I thank you.
Has he been ever-present?
Yeah, him and Edison have been ever-present.
However, they haven't kept many clean sheets, have they? Has he got one goal?
This was their first clean sheet against Fulham on Saturday.
Well, Mendy still outscored him by 8 points, even having missed this last game week. Anyway. I don't know if you think that qualifies you as being correct or not. But do you think that?
You mark my words. I'm going to tell you about a player who is not going to outscore another player that's similar to him.
But will play more minutes.
So your words are noted, and I ask you to note that you're wrong.
Noted and rejected.
Yeah, exactly. Well done.
Noted and superseded by better advice.
By facts. What else?
Leicester have got a juicy home tie against Huddersfield.
Madison's the ones on my radar. He did look good against Bournemouth, despite the, I know it was a late consolation goal that he scored, but he did look good prior to that. He looks sharp in it.
He's decent. I like Chilwell as well. Chilwell's good. And
Vardy's back now as well, so he's obviously got to be considering.
Mitch, do you still like the wrong Pereira?
No, I've ditched him out of my side. Don't want the wrong Pereira. No.
Even for a home game against Huddersfield?
Nah, fuck it, no.
Away to Newcastle next?
No, not bothered.
Honestly, it's two free transfers, mate. One of them Hazard for Salah. And just carry it forward to the next week, mate.
Doesn't seem like you've changed that much of your team, Mitch.
I think I have. I think I kept Aguero, Ings. Aguero, Ings and Robertson, I think.
Have you pressed the button?
Yeah, it's done, yeah.
All right. And what's your overall rank at the minute, mate?
Oh, I don't know. 1.8 million or something like that.
God, it's getting worse for you as well, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, it's definitely getting worse. Yeah, which is why I rage wildcarded. I had to. Let's have a look. Oh, no, 2.1 millionth.
It's hardly the wildcard or the... It's you going on holidays' fault, penis.
Hard to argue with.
Well, it's fair. Anyway, I've done it now. Fuck it.
So it's this home game that Liverpool have got against Southampton, which is making me just hesitate over the Salah thing myself.
Yeah, don't. I listened to most of Saints Brighton, and I have to say Saints were the better side. But when you look at Brighton's away form, and they started the game terribly, they were. It was men against boys for the first 55 minutes. And it was only that lucky penalty they got at the end for the equaliser. Brighton are no good. And Saints should have put them away. I mean, all credit to Saints for trying to beat them, but they didn't beat Brighton at home. That is a major blow for them. I think they're going to get stuffed by Liverpool.
Yeah, I agree. And I thought
Saints have looked tidier than people expected, though, haven't they?
They have, but I don't think Anfield's the place where they're going to continue that. And I also thought Man United looked better.
Yeah, they're getting much better, aren't they?
Yeah, De Gea kept them in it, to be fair.
Worldies.
Yeah, but Lukaku, I think, is definitely one to consider going forward. He really put a shift in. Did you see that tackle he made?
I didn't.
Second half, he ran half the pitch, put a sliding tackle in to knock it out. It was really good. Really good contribution all round. And
I tell you, he defended well for someone who plays up top. Was Knockhart in the game yesterday? I mean, totally irrelevant for fantasy football, but Knockhart defended really well yesterday.
Can you clarify?
And he cleared one off the line.
Everyone seems to be pronouncing the K at the start of his name now. Is that correct?
I don't think it is, but I like it. But
everyone does it.
Do they?
You follow too. I can't blame you for following it, but just everyone says Knockhart and commentary and stuff now.
Where is he from?
I don't know.
Why isn't it just Knockhart?
What's his first name?
Anthony. Anyway, we'll leave you there. While me and Steve talk about football, Wayne, you can look up that. And I'll tell you that Man United's fixtures, they're obviously home to Wolves this weekend, then they're away at West Ham, home to Newcastle before they visit Chelsea, but then it's home to Everton and away at Bournemouth. So they're pretty good run over the next six or seven games. So if I do wildcard, I think Lukaku's going to be in the picture.
Really?
Yeah, I do.
With all those quality strikers at a much more competitive price around?
I'll definitely have a couple of those. I'll probably stick with Ings and maybe switch King to Mitro. But I think Aguero...
Have you not gone Zaha?
I haven't, no.
Oh.
I don't think there's much...
About 7 million?
Yeah, because I think Mitro is as good value and he's cheaper.
Okay, fair enough.
We'll see how the funds line up, but yeah, I think they're comparable. And what about Arsenal? Where do we stand on Arsenal? Because they are sort of getting the job done, but not particularly spectacularly. And they're at home to Everton.
Yeah,
their good run of fixtures continues. They've got Watford after that, then Fulham, then Leicester and Palace. So
no, now's the time to go nuts in. And my plan was that Mkhitaryan was going to be the answer to that conundrum. But Mkhitaryan isn't the answer to that conundrum.
He keeps getting cameos, isn't he?
I know. And Ozil, you could never pick if you were a sensible FPL player.
What about Ramsey?
Ramsey's the one you would pick, really.
But his numbers so far aren't great.
No.
It's a bit of a punt on past form. So you think, yeah, he's probably going to be the one to back. But he's only on a total of 9 points at the minute. And he's featured in every game.
I haven't fully decided what my game week 7 transfer is going to be. I'm thinking about the two Wolves fullbacks after they play United in game week 6. I'm thinking of Lucas Moura for Spurs. Mm. And I'm also thinking that it might need to be an Arsenal player. So I think I'm going to watch Arsenal Everton on, is it Saturday?
Mm-hmm. You're going to watch that? Oh no, that's Sunday.
On Sunday. Okay, I'll report back in next week's show, lads.
That's good, because that's on UK TV, so you won't have to fly to Belize again to watch it.
Oh, that's handy.
Yeah. Save you a bit.
I've just looked up where Anthony Knockhart is from. He's French, And I can confirm it is Knockhart, yes, as pronounced by the man himself. Just looking through a Brighton message board, and I saw this message from someone that amused me. It's someone called Bold Seagull, who is a fan, presumably. And his message says, in France, they pronounce Paris, Paris. In Uruguay, they pronounce Poyet, Pushyet. Not going to take advice from a foreigner on how to pronounce stuff. It's Knockhart for me.
Yeah.
So entirely rejecting the actual pronunciation in favour of anglicisation.
What do you think about Watford? Can they carry things on? They're at the Cottage on the weekend.
I reckon they probably can. They look decent. Fulham are a team who will go at them. They'll give them space. I've brought in Kapoue and Hughes in my draft side.
Have
I
you?
Noticed you brought in Deeney in my draft side, yeah. Haven't got any Watford players as it stands. But I probably would do. If I wildcard, I'd probably bring one in.
I'm starting to think that Doucouré is a fantastic footballer.
He is. He really is super. It would either be be between him and Kapu, probably, for mine. Or maybe Hollebas.
What about the correct Pereira?
Yeah, it also looks dangerous. The thing is, there are just a lot of players around that sort of high sixes, mid sixes, seven value, and he's in there, isn't he? So
Richarlison's the one in that bracket, I think.
Yeah, but Everton
is
a
proper 70, 80 million pound player.
Everton are shit, though.
They are.
They haven't been great. They've been leaky, but to be fair, they were quite good at the start of the season going forward when he was playing.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
They're going to be fine now he's back in.
I think they massively miss him. What's left in their good run of fixtures, Baker? They've got...
nothing much.
You know, away at Arsenal, then it's home to Fulham.
Fulham.
Away at Leicester, home to Palace.
These mid-priced players, I think, if history is to be believed, they simply don't sustain it for a long enough period of the season and drop away at some point. You talk about Doucouré. He did exactly the same last season, didn't he? He played well for a period and then just fell away.
Yeah. Did it coincide with Marco Silva leaving?
Ah, that's bollocks.
That's bollocks.
All right, guys, well, in the interest of time, should we move on to our trivia question?
Yes.
I've just realised I don't have eight written down.
I haven't got one. I'll just wing it.
Let me repeat the question for you, for you pair of clowns and for listeners. Eden Hazard scored a hat-trick at the weekend, but who are the top eight Belgian scorers in the history of the Premier League? Eden Hazard is one of those eight with 74 goals. Who are the other seven? John, go first.
Me? Romelu Lukaku.
Quickly, how many?
Oh.
He's got to be above Eden Hazard.
Yeah,
got
to be above. I don't know if he's in the 100 club yet. I'll say he is. I'll go 110.
Did you say 74 for Hazard?
74 for Hazard.
110?
I don't think it's as many as that, Jay. I'm going to go 104.
Ooh, Baco, you're closest. It's 105.
Ooh.
Baco, who's your guess?
Oh, I feel so sorry for him every time I see him play football because he just looks a sorry lad. And people fall into the trap of picking him for FPL even though he's shite. It's Christian Benteke.
Yes, he's in third place with a number of goals. How many?
58.
Jay?
57.
A miraculous 69.
Yes.
Jay, your guess?
Kevin De Bruyne.
He is in joint sixth place. How many goals, Jay?
69.
Oh, remarkably low. Baco, how many for you?
I don't think it's that many, is it? 30? If?
Says 21 on the Premier League website.
Wow. Boom.
Seems remarkably low, doesn't it?
I thought you said he was joint sixth. I thought that was the same as Benteke. We've got a bit of a patchy line. I just copied the number that you said.
No, he was third. He was third.
Okay.
Baco, your guess?
How many more to go, Mitch?
Four.
Okay.
I'm going to go for Big Vincent Kompany.
You've just made it. Yes, he's in eighth place. How many goals?
Oh, so less than 21. He must have 20?
Jay?
19?
17.
Boom.
Jay, your guess?
Marouane Fellaini?
Correct. Fourth place. How many?
Thank you. 48.
Baco?
Oof. 47. Got to be lower.
37.
Shite.
Baco, your guess? Two tricky ones left? Now. Two. Two tricky ones.
Vermaelen?
No, he's down in 10th place with 13 goals. Jay?
Alderweireld?
No, he's way down. He is in 18th place with six goals. I'll give you a clue, Baco. This player, or one of the player in 5th place, scored a remarkable number of goals in a game in pre-season.
And does he have the same song as Kevin De Bruyne?
I don't know.
Oh, Kevin Morales.
Correctamundo, yes. 29 goals for him. And the last one, Jay, bring it home.
Who have we missed, Baco?
I've got one written down now.
Go on, just say it.
Nacer Chadli.
Correct, Baco.
Yes.
Who does he play for?
What, now?
Yeah.
Fuck knows.
Oh, right. So he's not in the Premier League anymore.
I think he is.
He's not in the Premier League anymore.
Right.
Used to be Spurs, didn't it?
Let's Google it.
Did he go to West Brom?
Yeah, he played for West Brom.
Right, very good. Well, that was enjoyable. Should we round the show off with Bankers and Wankers, gents?
Yes.
Who are we going with this week?
I'll give my banker, if he plays. I'm going Aguero for my banker, but he has got his exclamation mark next to him in orange with an ankle injury, so I'm hoping that changes by the weekend. But I'm
a brave banker. Perhaps points to why you've only scored 2 points so far this season.
I'm going to go Mane.
Hmm.
Mane's got to deliver.
I'm gonna make everyone really, really happy. We're all going to stick with Mo for another week. It's Mo Salah at home against.
You're not allowed to. You've had him. You were only permitted to say that twice this season.
No.
You've had your two.
Oh, cocknut. In that case, I'm going to go Jamie Vardy at home against Huddersfield.
Yeah.
Wankers?
You first, Mitch?
I'm going Salah.
I think
he's going to continue being a bit of a wanker.
I actually don't
blame
you.
That's a little bit of positive affirmation there, isn't it?
After that performance tonight, I can see. I'd imagine he'd probably score one, but... I'm going to go Harry Kane.
I'm going Harry Kane.
You are? I think Spurs might struggle away at Brighton.
Yeah, I think so too. Are we allowed to have the same one?
Yeah, why not?
Okay, great. Absolutely. Harry Kane is for me as well.
God, Bankers and Wankers have become a template as well now.
All right then, boys. Well, that was another very enjoyable show. And we will Marvellous. Speak to you again next week.
Cheers, Jay. Cheers, Mitch.
Ciao for now.
Cheers.
Cue the music.
This podcast is part of the You Are the Media Network.